Welcome back. You're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. So we are back in the studio, and when on my recording day, we have some little glimmers of sunshine. And I thought today would be, since it's the fall and fall is about, you know, resting and new beginnings eventually, I thought I'd do something that doesn't make me feel comfortable and search for music that is really outside of my comfort zone. And that is jazz, Canadian musicians relating to the jazz genre. And the reason being is I've never really loved jazz. Jazz is a confusing, a musical medley that my brain doesn't seem to enjoy. And what I have learned is that in this whole experience of looking through this and listening to the music and trying to pick selected music for today, is that three things. The first thing is finding information about jazz artists is not always easy, because it's generally based, at least in the limited experience I have looking for jazz artists, is that the artists themselves, the musicians, the vocalists, they are the body of their work is a collaborative effort. So it's not necessarily them, but they're, and it's not even a band. It's just like this kind of jamming sequence, and then they create this very long pieces of music, which is another thing that I learned about jazz, is that a lot of the music is very, very, very long, like 11 to 13 minutes. So my selection is a lot. I picked music today, this week, that is much shorter than that that norm. And three, that I really don't like it. and it's not to disrespect the amazing musicians, because they're terribly talented, or anybody who enjoys this kind of music. It just doesn't sit with me the way I would like it to. So jazz begins as a conversation. It's not just between instruments, but it's between cultures and histories and emotions. And it emerged in the early 20th century from African-American communities in the United States, rooted in blues, spirituals, and improvisation, underlining that word. The idea that music doesn't always have to be fixed and meaningful, which is hard for me because I like the stories that music tell. But this is all about, this kind of music seems to be all about the journey. That freedom also makes what jazz is challenging. There's no clear roadmap. Melodies twist, rhythms shift, harmonies collide, personality, not conflict, but they like work on each other. Listening to jazz personally feels to me like I'm staring at an aurora borealis while sitting in an ice bath. It's shocking, it's chaotic, and it's beautiful. And my brain does not want that at all. It's too much stimulation at the same time. But that chaos is the point, from what I can understand. Jazz lives in this discomfort. Musicians respond to each other in real time, pushing boundaries, embracing uncertainty, and letting tensions exist without rushing to resolve it. And that's okay if that doesn't always feel good. Anyway, that's the reality of life. Things don't always have to feel good, because with discomfort comes change. And we don't always have to love everything for it, because with discomfort comes also growth. Canada has played quite an important role in jazz history. During the era of segregation in the United States, Canadian cities offered safer stages for many Black American musicians, helping shape strong jazz communities in places like Montreal and Toronto. Over time, Canadian artists absorbed jazz and made it their own, blending it with pop, folk, and bilingual music, as well as global influences. We don't have him on the set on this series today, but there was one musician. I think his name is Mateos, and he combined jazz and folk and Argentinian music. It was actually quite beautiful, but I don't know why I didn't pick him today, but I didn't. Probably because he wasn't Canadian. That's probably why. That said, so even if jazz feels a little overwhelming in this like 4-minute spiel, I apologize. Or you like it too much or all at once. This influence is woven deeply into Canadian music. On that note, as I am not going to speak for the rest, just to give you the titles of this set, I'm going to introduce the first person on our list. His name is Oscar Peterson, and this is a song called Broadway from 1962. He's a Montreal pianist and one of the most influential jazz musicians in the world.
Thank you.
That was Oscar Peterson and his song Broadway from 1962. He's known for his technical brilliance and swing and joyful intensity. This next song on the list of Canadian jazz musicians is Ed Bickert. He's from a band called Pure Desmond, and this is a song from 1975 called Warm Valley. He is a Toronto guitarist admired for his subtle melodic style. And our next one on the list is Katie Gregory, G-Y-O-R-G-Y, and it's a song called My Cardiologist. It's relatively new. It's from 2022, and she's a modern jazz vocalist bringing humor, charm, and classic swing to contemporary jazz.
My app. optometrist told me that my eyes are fine, but I've been told that love is blind. Should I walk around so freely with my eyes closed until I freely walk into my new beau? My podiatrist told me that my walk's ideal, but my head's nowhere near my heels. Should I somersault in every which direction until I meet a suitable connection? I've spent hours and hours and hours just talking to my trusty GP, but the doc says I'm showing no symptoms, and I'm not sure how that can be. My cardiologist told me that my heart is neat, but should it not be skipping beats? So I'll give myself a mean case of the hiccups till I skip a couple beats and become love struck. Told me that my eyes are fine, but I've been told that love is blind. Should I walk around so freely with my eyes closed until I freely walk into my new beau? My podiatrist told me that my walk's ideal, but my head's nowhere near my heels. Should I somersault in every which direction till I meet a suitable connection? I've spent hours, hours and hours just talking to my trusty GP, but the doc says I'm showing no symptoms, and I'm not sure how that can be. My cardiologist told me that my heart is neat, but should it not be skipping beats? So I'll give myself a mean case of the hiccups till I skip a couple beats and become love struck.
That was actually fun. The next song on the list for this jazz medley that I'm having a difficult time with is a song called Harbors, the Atlantic Suite from 1975 by a very instrumental musician that shaped Canada's jazz identity, apparently. His name is Phil Nimmons.
¶¶
You're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor, who has embarked on where she doesn't feel comfortable regarding musical interest. And it's a whole hour of jazz, because this is outside of her comfort zone, or my comfort zone. I shouldn't talk about myself in the third person. It's weird. That said, this next song on the list is by Robbie Battoz. It's called Close to You, from an album called Moving Forward from 2022. It's a Hungarian-Canadian pianist blending jazz, improvisation with classical precision and romantic lyricism, as far as the internet is concerned. Thank you so much, internet, for helping me through this. This next song I picked, there's two of them similar with a similar title. And this first one is a song by Molly Johnson. It's called Rain. And Molly Johnson is one of Canada's most respected vocal jazz artists, known for her warmth and emotional depth. And let's listen to Molly Johnson and Rain, very apropos for our environment, considering it rains quite a lot in Picardie. That was just lovely. Her voice is magical. The next one on the list is Oliver Jones with a song called Dance Again, Diana. It's from around 1980. Now, he is a Montreal-based pianist influenced heavily by Oscar Peterson, who is the first one on our jazz list today. Thank you.
Thank you.
This next song is from the late 1970s, a musician called Lenny Breux. And he's a Winnipeg-born guitar innovator who combined jazz, country, flamenco, and classical techniques. This song is called That's All, and it's a live version of this piece. I hope you enjoy it.
Here's a little tune that goes back quite a long ways. It's a tune that I first heard on a Merle Travis record called That's All. Now some people go to school trying to learn how to teach. Some people go to school trying to learn how to preach. But if you can't preach without going to school, you ain't no preacher, you's an educated fool, and that's all. And that's all. You better change your way of living for the good Lord's sake, that's all. Now I know a miser man. He's trying to save all the money he can. But when that old undertaker lets him down, oh, where's he gonna spend his money? Under the ground, and that's all. And that's all. You better change your way of living for the good Lord's sake, that's all. Song is through. I didn't necessarily mean to sing the song for you. If you don't like the way the little song goes, it's a mighty good sign that I've been stomping on your toes, and that's all. Thank you.
You're listening to Graphic 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. And this session this week has been devoted to something that makes me particularly uncomfortable. No, it's out of my comfort zone because I don't love this kind of music at all. I can identify the severe and profound and studied talent of these amazing musicians or vocalists and pianists, but it's just not my vibe. That said, this next song on the list is by Salome Bay, and it's called Something's Wrong with Jerusalem. And I picked it specifically because I thought that a song from 1970 that still applies today was interesting, to say the least.
Something
So I think I must have been really tired when I listened to that song last night. I thought it was a little bit more thought-provoking other than just very musical, and her vocalics were just fantastic. On this last 8 minutes, we're going to listen to one artist, and her name is Nikki Yanofsky. And these two pieces are from 2014 and 2011. But before I let you listen to her, she's a bilingual, youthful, she has a useful take on jazz voice. She's actually very talented. She's a wonderful singer, and she's got this crossover of exploring soul and groove and contemporary songwriting. So I think she's pretty neat. I haven't seen very much of her. I couldn't find anything more recent, but I thought these two were really interesting. I'm going to conclude as I leave this house of jazz this week. Thank you for allowing me to express my reservations for this type of music, despite my ability to identify how fantastic it is. And I wanted to end in this conclusion: global icons to cult legends and emerging voices. And these artists show just how wide Canadian jazz landscape really is. Some chase technical brilliance, others lean into humor and storytelling, but together they prove that jazz in Canada isn't just one sound. As all music, it is a spectrum. So here is Nikki Yanofsky with her 2014 Bienvenue dans ma vie.
Bienvenue dans ma vie. Tout est brillant ici. It's warm inside. My door's open wide. Don't stand outside. You can see from far away. It's the kind of place you'd like to stay. Kick off your shoes, forget your stride. Welcome to my life. Everything's full of light. Il fait gris dehors. Ne t'inquiète pas. From far away, it's the kind of place you like to stay. Kick off your shoes, forget your stride. There's a light on in the hall, leading to a place where you can fall and rest your head, close your eyes. Welcome to my life. Welcome to my life.
welcome to my life. Ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da, bienvenue dans ma vie. Get too far.